Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, August 10th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Security researchers from Fleetsmith and Dropbox at the Black Hat Conference demonstrated a method for gaining control of a brand new Mac when it makes its first Wi-Fi connection. If the target Mac was enrolled in a corporate mobile device management system, the attackers could intercept the handoff between the enterprise server and the Mac App Store to replace the corporation's apps with malware. It's a sophisticated attack, but it could be achieved by large organizations or governments. Apple patched the vulnerability in macOS 10.13.6. The Taiwan Fair Trade Commission dropped charges of monopolistic practices against Qualcomm. Qualcomm had already paid $93 million of a potential $743 million fine. The TFTC will hold on to that until Qualcomm makes $700 million in promised investments related to 5G collaborations, market expansions, startup and university collaborations, and the development of a Taiwanese Center for Operations and Manufacturing Engineering. Qualcomm will be allowed to continue its current pricing strategy, which it is contesting in court in other regions, including high-profile cases involving Apple. John Gruber of Daring Fireball notes that Doug Field has left Tesla after 5 years, including overseeing Model 3 production there. Field was once VP of Mac hardware engineering before he went to Tesla, and he is now returning to Apple. Gruber says Field will work with Bob Mansfield on Apple's Project Titan car project. Now, sources have previously told a lot of outlets that Apple changed from the idea of manufacturing a car to developing autonomous car technology, but Field's production experience at Tesla could be put to use in either of those. Microsoft's Altspace VR released tools to let users create shareable spaces in virtual reality for the Oculus Go or the Gear VR. Users drag and drop objects in a 3D space and can invite others to join them there. Basic kits are out there with more to come. Templates include base worlds and SDK playground worlds. L'Oreal is developing augmented reality experiences for Instagram, which would let users virtually try on things like foundation, lipstick, eyeshadow, as well as see things like different eyebrow shapes. L'Oreal bought augmented reality and AI developer Modiface in March. L'Oreal is talking about developing something similar with Chinese partners as well. Nintendo Switch Online will launch in September, and the company has announced a few more details about what subscriptions will include. Subscribers get online play in games like Splatoon 2 and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, among others, as well as access to classic NES games with some online play as well. Save Data Cloud Backup will let subscribers access game data in case you switch to a new system. And if you didn't remember, subscriptions are $4 a month, $8 for 3 months, or $20 a year. Family memberships costs $35 a year. NASA's Parker Solar Probe has arrived at its launch pad in Cape Canaveral, Florida, for an early morning launch Saturday. The probe will get within 8.66 solar radii of the sun. That's the closest a human object has ever been to the sun. At its closest approach, it will be traveling at 700,000 kilometers per hour, the fastest velocity relative to the sun of any human-made object. The Parker Solar Probe will study solar wind and coronal mass ejections, among other things, which could help protect satellites and orbiting humans. Researchers from the University of Toronto, the University of Melbourne, and IBM's Australia division have taught a neural network to compose sonnets. The system used 2,600 sonnets, yes, some of them from Shakespeare, a relatively small data set, though. Jaehan Lau of IBM Research told Engadget the value lies in demonstrating that features like rhythm and rhyme can be learned automatically with an intelligently designed network architecture, and this could be applied to other generation systems. Finally, the Philippine Competition Commission has approved Grab's acquisition of Uber's operations in the Philippines. Grab complies with certain conditions to approve service. It gets to keep Uber. Grab must improve fare transparency, booking acceptance rates, complaint response time, as well as reevaluate driver incentives. Grab has 93% of the ride-hailing market in the Philippines after its acquisition of Uber. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.